At 6:30, clear in 53 degrees. Good morning, I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. As expected, student proficiency rates under the new state standards plummet. School Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister has been warning that there would be a drop since educators writing the new standards intentionally raised the bar.
In the past, there may be a family that has had students that were advanced, and now they may be showing proficient.
As an example, only 37% of fourth graders are proficient in English and only 40% in math. Schools are just getting access to the new scores now, so it may be several more weeks before they can assess and report to parents and the public. A state Senate interim committee hears about selling Oklahoma water to Texas. Chickasaw Nation consultant Dwayne Smith says Oklahoma must be careful.
The worst mistake we could possibly make is to move water and in 25 years have a community in Oklahoma that needs a firm yield of water, and that water's gone to Texas.
Tulsa State Senator Dave Rader likes the idea and thinks it could be a new source of revenue for Oklahoma. The pipeline from eastern Oklahoma to Texas would cost just over $5 billion to construct. Country music star Jason Aldean resumes his concert tour tonight here in Tulsa. He was on stage in Las Vegas when that mass shooting took place there. His concert performance here begins at 7:30 tonight at the BOK Center. Tulsa City Councilor Blake Ewing announces he will not seek re-election to City Council from the downtown district. He served four terms in District Number 4. He has not announced his future plans, but says he doesn't want to be a career politician. A 23-year veteran, Brandon Berryhill, is the new police chief in Broken Arrow.
Former Chief David Boggs retired in August, and Berryhill has been acting chief since then. Berryhill says with citizen support for the police department and so many officers living and raising families in Broken Arrow, it's important BAPD be responsive to the community.
If we're doing a great job, we hear about that at school, at the grocery store, at church, and that just makes us more accountable, and it helps us to change things in real time to meet the needs of the community.
Berryhill says it's important to head off potential crime rate increases as the city continues growing. Matt Trotter, KWGS News.
Well, still no jury seated for the Shannon Kepler murder retrial. The former Tulsa police officer is accused of killing his daughter's boyfriend. Jury selection started on Monday. This is Kepler's fourth trial in this case. The three others ended with hung juries. Our weather forecast, sunny and warm today, a high of 80, clear tonight, not so cool. 65 will be our overnight low, and tomorrow, sunshine and hot with a high of 86. Right now, here in Tulsa, it is mostly clear, and we have 53 degrees. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.